We are honored tonight to have Bill and Sharon Smith with us. Brother Bill and Miss Sharon have been missionaries to Brazil for 46 years. 46 years, Worth Baptist Church has been supporting their ministry down in Brazil. In fact, Brother Bill was telling me that Worth Baptist Church was the very first church that took them on 46 years ago. God's really blessed their ministry. They've had several churches started down there, and he's just done a great work. And it's great to have them here, and it's been great just enjoying their fellowship and friendship for the last couple of weeks. And Brother Bill, you come and introduce your wife and preach for us tonight.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, Brother Sides. You know, it's our privilege to be here. But I remember also a pastor told me a couple weeks ago, he said, Bill, if you don't present your wife, you get no check. And so I'm going to have my wife stand up. 47 years. I graduated from the Bible Baptist Seminary years ago in 1970. I married her in August the 15th of 1970. We approved as missionaries in July the 31st of 1971. So really what I did, after I married Sharon, I took her on a honeymoon visiting the various churches around the United States of America. And so she said, now what are you going to do for this furlough anyways? And I think it's our 12th furlough. And I said, well, I'm going to take you to Detroit, Michigan. I'm going to take you to the state of New York. And I'm taking you to Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas anyways. And I'm taking her by way of Florida and back up to Ohio. And Lord willing, we'll be back going to Manaus, Brazil. Population about 2 million people, and then catch another airplane to Boa Vista, Roraima, and that will be on November the 22nd of this year, 2017. But we want to say thank you very much for this church here, our home church anyways, for all these years that you have supported us, you have prayed for us, you have given toward our ministry, you have helped us out with special needs as well. And we're going to share with you tonight. Brother and Mrs. Weaver has been also in those works that we've seen, except for the Alvorada work, but they've seen one in Boa Vista and Caracari. They didn't see one in Novi Down. But I will say this before we show the video. We went there in 1972, learned the language for the next 2 years, roughly anyways. Went up to work with another missionary couple, Don and Donald Watson. And Don has already went home to be with the Lord. And we went there to work with them for 6 months to learn how to live in the jungle anyways. Well, how do you do that anyways? Well, there was no lights, there was no water, and you prayed for a lot of rain anyways, and so get your water to take your baths and to wash your clothes and stuff like that anyways. And there was no cell phones, there was no, you might say, post office, there was no banks for the debit cards. We didn't have them back in those days. So you cashed enough money for 3 months, buy your supplies, keep enough offering when the offering plate is passed there in the church anyways, to give an offering. Then if you forgot something after those 3 months anyways, you got to wait 90 days and you can go ahead and buy it again when you go down to Manaus. And that could be up to 2 to 3 days, maybe 4 days to get back there to Manaus, Brazil. Well, that's what our life was. Now we live in the city, Boa Vista, Roraima. It's got banks. It's got debit cards. It's got lights. It's got computers. And by the way, we just got our cell phone that has WhatsApp or WhatsApp. Whatever it is, anyways, they need to text a message. So the young people of our church there in Alberta said, Bill and Sharon, you need to get away from that landline. Come up and get up with the new modern era. So we did, anyways. So Sharon brought it to the States, and they gave us all their WhatsApp addresses. And so Sharon said, when we got to AT&T, we're going to see if this thing works. And you know one thing? It worked. And they said, no, you're going to have to pay for something. We haven't paid for a dime anyways. And I said, but we can text back to Brazil. Brazil will text us back anyways. And that's how far we have come over these 46 years. We want you to go with us now. And we're going to show you a little bit about the video of our five works there in our part of northern Brazil. If we can have the lights, and we'll show you. Come back here after 12 minutes anyways.
Rejoice in the Lord. Catch the vision for world missions. What do you think of when you hear the words, catch the vision? Vision propels us
somewhere along the line, something has happened anyways. Let's do this for a minute. I'm going to have my wife come up here, first of all. And besides, take that by the brother John Peoples. How many of you know speak Portuguese? Do you know speak Portuguese? Raise your hand. Okay, oh, yeah, Paco does. My wife does. Well, you got three of us anyways. The first song that we sang there, Rejoice in the Lord Always. Oh, Brother John Peoples and Shirley Peoples, yes. Let's go ahead.
Okay, we're gonna teach you a song in Portuguese, but you all know the song Rejoice in the Lord Always. So we want you to sing that first, then we'll explain how it is in Portuguese, which is what you heard there at the beginning. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Rejoice.
Rejoice,
and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor, alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor, alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai, alegrai, alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai, alegrai, alegrai-vos no Senhor.
Now that was easy, right, in Portuguese? Okay, so we're going to say it real slow so you can understand a little bit better. The first words, alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. So you probably got the word new, right? Like a new dress, something like that. Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. Then the last part, or the chorus, alegrai, alegrai, alegrai-vos no Senhor. Okay, so we want you to sing along with us. We're going to sing it slow so you can pronounce those words easy enough.
Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. Alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. Alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai, alegrai, alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai, alegrai, alegrai-vos no Senhor.
That's good, but that was just practice. So now we're going to sing it faster. But if you make a mistake, just glance at your neighbor and they'll think it was him and just keep right on singing, okay? And we have to rejoice. I want to see some happy faces out there, okay?
Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. Alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai-vos sempre no Senhor. Alegrai-vos no Senhor. Alegrai,
alegrai,
alegrai-vos no Senhor.
Alegrai,
no Senhor.
Very good. Now, when you come to Brazil and visit us, you can all speak Portuguese.
Okay. Okay. Do we have anything? Do something else. Okay. Good. I'll do something else. It reminded me of the time that a man came to our church there in Boa Vista, Roraima. And he always said, you know what? You already took up the offering, Pastor Bill. So I said, in the next service, I'm going to wait to that last amen. And I said, let's all stand up and we're going to take the offering up. And he was there. And I said, hey, I waited to the last part of the service to take up the offering. And he said, I forgot my offering. But you know one thing about it anyways, as far as learning, as far as our part in Brazil. Let me just say something that happened. Maybe nothing has ever happened to you here at Worth Baptist Church, but some of the things happened to us there in Brazil. And I'll just tell this story here first of all. And what I might do, I might get into the message first, and then we'll show the slides later if it works out anyways. And I was preaching along and getting ready to have the invitation. And we had some people saved in our church there in Katakati years ago. And about that time, I said, okay, let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. And how many would like to accept the Lord as your own personal Lord and Savior? And about that time, I'm looking over the audience. Here comes the cow out through the window and said, moo. And I said, of all the things. And so everybody looked out the window. Here was a cow. And they thought that was cow was going to accept the Lord anyways. Things like that has happened. The lights go off. And I will say this one thing about the lights anyways. Sometimes you have to have a flashlight with you. Sometimes you have to have a match and a candle with you in order to improvise for the church services there. Our first church in Novi Down, we had the old kerosene lamps. And if that ever means anything to you, that means you have less light and you have to hold your Bible up close to where the kerosene light is. And there was a missionary, and really it was the missionary that I saw his slides of Brazil. Leonard Brown is his name, Leonard Maxine Brown. I saw their slides during my last year in Bible Web Seminary in college there in Arlington, Texas. And it was through those slides there that the Lord touched my heart. But he tells the story as he's preaching the Word of God. And you know, here it is. He gets one more gulp of air, you know, to make a nice, firm acclamation of what is going to happen in his next sentence that he's going to say. And about that time, a June bug came up. And when he sucked the air down, it went down. Well, that wasn't the bad part. The June bug tried to get back up. Got that little hanging down part. And he said, commercial break. Give me 2 liters of water. I got to drown this beach you anyways. And the beach you is the bug anyways. Well, those are all right. They said it's all right now. Okay, let's go ahead and let's see it.
Catch the vision for world missions. What do you think of when you hear the words, catch the vision? Vision propels us to move where God is taking us. A vision that is real produces a faith that works. Vision inspires, motivates, and lifts us into the realm where God is able to come through in our lives. I graduated from the Bible Baptist Seminary in May of 1970. And we were married in August of 1970. I was ordained at Worth Baptist Church, and we were approved as missionaries in July of 1971 to go to the country of Brazil and start independent Baptist churches. We traveled for a year to raise prayer and financial support.
We knew other missionaries in northern Brazil, so that is where we started our missionary ministry. We started in Manaus, Amazonas. Then Novairão, Amazonas. Later we moved to Caracari, Roraima, and now we are living in Boa Vista, the capital of Roraima, each time moving further north. We arrived in Manaus, Amazonas, Brazil in October 1972 and began to learn the Portuguese language. We studied for a year and a half with Brazilian teachers and then moved upriver to help another missionary family and learn how to live in the jungle area.
We traveled 3 days on a small passenger boat up the Rio Negro River to the town of Barcelos. We lived in our first home that was made of palm branches for the roof and rough boards for the rest of the house. We climbed the riverbank many times up the ladder to our home. We learned to use the canoe, and we stayed with and worked with this family for 6 months before moving to a small town called Novoidão. We lived on our small boat for 3 months while we had our wooden house built on the land we had purchased in the town. We saw the vision of starting our first Baptist church come to pass in that small town in January of 1975. We visited families in their homes along the river and invited them to come to the church services. Some came even in the open building we used for the church services. God blessed this church, and we moved to another area, leaving a national pastor. The church has had several pastors over the years. The present pastor had the vision to remodel the church building and parsonage, as well as provide air conditioning for the building. Three men have been called to preach out of this church over the many years. The church is still seeing souls saved and baptized. I took a survey trip from Manaus, Amazonas to Boa Vista, Roraima in 1978, and then on to a smaller town called Caricari. I saw the need to reach this town for Christ. We worked in this town from 1978 until 1997, or 19 years. We bought this building to be used as a meeting place for the church. We lived in the small wooden part in the back and had services in the brick building. Later, as the church grew, we purchased land and began to build the brick building with the tithes and offerings of the people. We saw people saved and could use the new building for church and Sunday school. We had several baptized at our baptistry, the White River, which is a tributary off the Black River. I don't know how to swim, so I had to be careful not to go out too far into the baptistry.
That's right.
We organized the church, and when we left, they had a national pastor. We moved further north to the capital city. These three men have pastored the church at different times in Caricari since we left. They led the church to build a new auditorium, add Sunday school rooms, and a guest house for visiting pastors. They have a center location in the town with property and buildings. The Lord is blessing this work. The present pastor, Luis, had the vision of starting a Bible Institute to teach the church people. Classes began in 2013 with 5 students. This couple graduated in 2015. In 2017, they now have a total of 7 graduates, all from the church. In 1997, we moved to the largest city of Boa Vista, Roraima, to once again start an independent Baptist church. We found property and built a small wooden building. Later, a Sunday school building was built, and the small wooden building was remodeled with a brick building. They have now a church parsonage. The church grew, and a Brazilian couple from the Bible Baptist Institute in Manaus came to help us in the work in 1999. He helped build the brick building. Francisco and Luisa led the church with Sunday school classes and activities. Luisa died in 2012, and Pastor Francisco tried to continue with the work. 2 years later, he left the church to remarry and moved to another state to work in another church. In 2015, we had to close the work due to difficulties and no leadership. We had the vision of reopening the work again. Pastor Wellison and his family came in 2016, and they're having services and starting over again. His vision is to reach the people and to see the work strong once again. Our churches joined in the services for a missions conference. Vacation Bible School was held to reach new people. We saw the vision of another congregation being started, so property was purchased. Now they have a nice brick building. Pablo and his wife had graduated from the Bible Baptist Institute in Manaus and came to be the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Caraná. Vacation Bible schools were held. Family camps were held along the creek, and they enjoyed playing volleyball. Some even enjoyed playing in the metal barrels to keep cool. The church now has a new auditorium with air conditioning, as well as a church parsonage. Many people have been saved and baptized, and it is a blessing to see this work grow. We were out of a job, so once again we found property that would be close to the other two churches so that people could have fellowship one with another. The Bible Baptist Church of Alvarado was started in 2007. We had 23 people with the first service with families from the other churches that lived closer to this new work. We reformed the little building by plastering the walls and putting down ceramic tile. Some other remodeling was done along the way. We now have a new auditorium and use the other brick building for Sunday school and other events. We had the vision to see a national pastor leading this church as we did for the other churches. The Lord sent us a couple that was studying in the Bible Baptist Institute in Manaus. They have been a real blessing helping us at our home as well as doing painting and things at the church. Eugenio is a good preacher and the people have received them well. Zipporah is good with crafts. And that was a real success during the vacation Bible school they had for the church. Rogério graduated from the Bible Baptist Institute in Manaus, Amazonas in December of 2016. He had prayed about coming to help us with the church and become the pastor. They arrived with their baggage in February and we turned the church work over to them before we left for our furlough in March of 2017. He is now the acting pastor of the church. The church invited Pastor Nilo to preach for the 10th anniversary in April of 2017, and they had a good service. Rogério and his wife Zipporah have the vision to reach their generation for the Lord. He is 34 years of age and has a lot more energy than we do. Yes, there was work involved with building God's work. It is this very work that gives our lives purpose, our hearts pleasure, and our minds peace. It is only in this work we find lasting fulfillment and joy that cannot be quenched. The works are not just about us and what the Lord has allowed us to do, but about reaching people, seeing them saved, and serving the Lord as well. God is still working today and not just in the past.
We cannot be workers together with God if we do not know what He wants us to work at and give our lives to. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18.
Our vision for the future. Return to Brazil and encourage the present churches to continue with the work. Help the pastors with special meetings. Animate the churches to continue supporting missionaries in Brazil as well as other countries. Thank you for your part in praying and giving that independent Baptist churches have been started and people saved over these past 46 years as your missionaries in Brazil.
That's a little bit about what our lives have been there in northern Brazil. Brother John and Shirley Peoples was at the mouth of the Amazon in Belém, Brazil. And I often tell the story that if you would stop off there in Belém, Brazil, where they were, go 1,000 miles due west on the Amazon River, and you can't miss it, Amy. It's a wide river. It's a long river. Go 1,000 miles, and you'll end up in the town called Manaus, Brazil. And today it has a population of about 2 million people. So when you get to off to the Amazon River, you'll find the Black River. And you just turn right off of that and go up the river about 250 miles. And you'll come in contact with another river called the White River. And you'll go up another 200 miles. And, well, that's where you find the first bridge. And that's the first bridge of the White River, anyways. That's where we were in Katakata years ago. But you pass underneath the bridge, and you go to the next bridge, another 75 miles due north anyways. And when you get to the second bridge, that's it. And that's where we are. So you just get on your cell phone, and you dial 095-3625-3750, and we'll pick you up at the bridge. And that's all you have to do anyways to get into our area in Brazil. Or you can just take a plane out of Miami, Florida, and get to Manaus, Brazil after 5.5 hours and get on another plane and go to Boa Vista, Roraima, and I'll pick you up at the airport anyways. And that's a whole lot simpler. Well, that's where we were anyways. You know one thing about it. We want to say thank you very much to this church here. Think of this church of what it has meant to us. Thank you for our stay and pay for our stay while we was here during the month of May and also during our time here in September. Thank you for the lodging. Thank you for also, and we enjoyed the three missionaries that was here during the missions conference. Got to know a little bit about them. Cabo Verde, anyways, and they pronounced something else. I know that. But anyways, they had the Portuguese Bible, and someone else had another Bible as well. But you know, going out and going to the field, some of them will be going for the first time and to say goodbye, you might say, to their home church and to their families, and then to go there. And, well, you know, one thing about it, everybody's got a cell phone, and it's a whole lot closer today than it was years ago. And, you know, that's what it's all about, getting the things that you can take to Brazil or to Cabo Verde or to Japan or to South Africa as well, and go to do the work that God has called them to do, like he called us, learning the language anyways. And I'll say the next thing, that learning the language for a year and a half, that is sure is different anyways. And you get so frustrated. My wife knew piano and music. She knew how to also to listen to music anyways and play the piano. And they say if you know how to play the piano and you learn, you know music, you can speak another language. And she got it a whole lot better than I did anyways. And anyways, I couldn't even say my name, which was William. So I said, okay, what is Bill, my nickname? And they, well, your nickname would be called Ah Bill. And I said, well, just take the A off of it and call me Bill. And that's my name, Pastor Bill. And if you would go to the town of Boa Vista, you won't find where Pastor William is or where Mrs. Sharon is. Dona Sadon and Pastor Bill, they know us by way of that anyways. And you know, that's what our name is. They have no idea what our last name is. But you know, that is the couple, you might say, is coming from another country to give us the gospel, to stay in our country, even during the times, you might say, of malaria, of dengue, and other diseases that, you know, we might have as well. And by the way, we have not only got our Medicare, what do you call it, Medicare card anyways, we have a SUS card in Brazil. And so for the ones that are 65 and older, so we have that card in Brazil. And you know one thing about it, it reminds me of the days here in America that they still have people from the hospital that will visit you if you're sick at home. And everybody knows everybody else's business, and they found out that I had the dengue, the malaria. And so a couple from that hospital came to visit. How is Bill and Sharon doing there at home? And they made a visit to our home anyways. And they said, well, how'd you know about it? Well, we have our ways of knowing it about it. And you know, that's one thing about it. They may not know where we go to church. They may know what we're doing. They may not agree with us. But you know one thing about it. They know that we have left our country to do another work that God has laid upon our hearts. And then we want to say thank you also for Brother and Mrs. Barber, Brother and Mrs. Weaver, and the other ones that have come to visit us there in Brazil. Thank you for coming and visiting with us. And Lord willing, anyways, we'll see who else is going to come in the next year or so. But you know, pray for us as we return to Brazil on November the 22nd of this year. And after all this, what can we say? We thank the Lord for your prayers. And that's the major part of it, anyway. The financial part is there, but the prayers come first, and the financial part comes second anyways. And you know, he has rewarded us. He has given to our ministry. He has blessed us with us. And we, you know, he has blessed us with people just like you all. He have prayed and given that we could do the work there in Brazil. Open your Bibles tonight to Isaiah chapter 6. And I want to read a couple verses of scripture tonight. In Isaiah chapter 6, you can remain seated, and I'm going to read verses number 8, 9, and 10. Isaiah the prophet said these words, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord," in Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 8, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Let's pause a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for your word tonight. We ask, dear Lord, that you will bless your word. You would have your own will and way in our own hearts and lives tonight. Whether it's some to be saved, or some others need to dedicate their lives, or receive that call to go to the regions beyond, or even here in America to start other churches here that need the gospel in their cities. We ask you, Lord, that you might bless your word tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I told the ones in chapel at the Norris Bible Baptist Seminary, our first salary was $1,000 for the month. That was back in 1971, 72 anyways. Our first salary out of that $1,000 was $365 a month. Now, you take that by 3 months anyways, and that's roughly $1,000. How many pounds of beans could you buy for that? And then how many pounds of sugar would you use? How many tubes of toothpaste would you use? What medicine, Tylenol, or any, if you're a diabetic anyways, back in those days, they didn't even, I don't know if they had anything as metformin as my wife takes anyways today, but add those medicines, and then take enough medicine also to last out for 90 days, and then come back to Brazil. Well, we'd say, you know, back from Manaus, Brazil, back up river anyways. But you know, that's what we did. And you know, we depended upon the Lord, and we depended upon other people as well. And some of those days, you know, they didn't have airplanes, so to speak, as we know today. And so you would take a piece of paper, you would give it to the captain of the boat, and you would give it to David. David lives on Campus Drive, number 4900, and he'll find it for you. You just got to pay him a little bit more money, and give that name, that piece of paper to that guy right there, and wait just a second, let him read it, and then he'll tell you what he needs to take and take. And when is your boat leaving back to see Bill and Sharon Smith? Well, you have to do that some of those days. And you trust him anyways to do that. You trust him he would have to go buy the material and put it on board the boat, and they, well, when's he going to come back? The Lord willing, he will come back. Just remember those two words, Lord willing, anyways. And some of those things, that's better said than done anyways. You relied upon the Lord. Lord, you protect me, you guide me, and you work out everything in our own hearts and lives. A lot of things, the stories that my wife and I could tell you anyways, but I won't get into those stories. Some are nice and some of them aren't so nice. But I will say this, of all the things that happened to me, and then you talk about darkness anyways. Darkness and sin is what Isaiah chapter 6. And go and tell this people, they sit in darkness. I went to the lumber company there in Katakati to buy some lumber. Somebody else did too anyway. So I said, okay, I just wait my turn, you know. And and about that time, these two people, the head guy at the lumber yard and this other guy, he was buying the boards, and these two got into a fight. I just stepped back a little bit anyways. And step back a little bit more. But when he pulled out his .38, I got on the other side of the van. No, Pastor Bill, don't worry about that gun. No, yeah, you could say that, but there's a bullet in that gun anyways. So I said, no, I'll come back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when everything is all said and done anyways. I just thank the Lord he did not pull that trigger. And by the way, he never did pull that trigger. But boy, when two faces got red as a doorbeat anyways, Lord, you protect me and you take me. And so I just got out of there and I came back anyways. And so that's how the Lord protects in some of those situations. But you know, the darkness of what Brazil was, of not seeing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Isaiah said, go and tell this people. And that's exactly what we did. After learning this, after 6 months working with the national Brazilian couple there and also American couple there, we went on our own journey to look for a town that didn't have an independent Baptist church. We found them with about 500 people. That was what we called the First Baptist Church there in Novo Vidão. We went there with 500 people there in town. We started to work. Now, that church today is 42 years of age, running about 30 or 40 people. They have 3 people called out of their church to preach the gospel of redeeming grace and still going on today and still also helping out missionaries around the world. Some in Chile, some in Venezuela, and some starting other works there in northern Brazil as well. Well, going to where the darkness is, that they do not know what the gospel is. And I told the ones in chapel, I said the other day, going and learning another language, and these people have no idea. It's kind of like when I was in Bible college. When the professor said this, open your Bibles to Hezekiah chapter 10, verse number 22. I looked, I could not find it at all. I thought they misprinted it and didn't put it in my Bible maybe. And anyway, they said, Bill, you don't know your Bible, do you? No, I do not know my Bible. He said, that was a king, Bill. I said, okay, anyways. Well, the professor just wanted to know if we knew whereabouts in the Bible it was. And of course, no one knew it but me anyway, that I did not know it. And anybody joking around. But you know, patience with the people there. Patience of learning them also to hear God's word, to read God's word, and having a part in their lives. And don't take Pastor Bill and Don Sedone's word for it. But what else also? Read in the Bible God's holy word. And what we're going to teach and what we're going to preach is coming from God's word. Patience and patience and patience. But in the long run, five churches have been started now. Five have their own buildings. Five of them have their own pastors, and they have their own people. And they're continuing on with the work of God. They were in darkness. They have seen that great light. And you know, that's because of churches just like this that have prayed for us and given toward us that we have done that work there in northern Brazil. We started out with a thatched roof, and now we have a brick building. Not like your bricks here in Texas anyways, but it's a long house anyways. But you know, it's what the house that God has given us also. And everybody knows that's Pastor Bill and Dona Sadon's house there. Why do you have such a big house anyways? I don't know. That's just what the Lord gave me anyways. And by the way, how much did it cost back in those? It cost $11,000 anyways. And that was back in 1997. How much is it worth today? I have no idea. But it's a little bit more than that anyways. But you know, that is where God has called us to go to. Every time we move farther north, and that's as far north as we can go there in Brazil. But those people have seen a great light. And now Pastor Luiz, by giving out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has caught the vision to start a Bible Institute in our state of Roraima, 475 miles south where the Hawkins have their institute there in Manaus, Amazonas. And now they have theirs now for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. And now they have 7 graduates. And one of the graduates just graduated this past May of this year. Well, that's what it's all about. Working ourselves out of a job, training the Brazilian people to continue on with the work that God has called them to do as well. You know, some of their tactics aren't like ours, but that's all right. You know, if they would come here, you know, the two words push and pull, it's a whole lot different when you say one in Portuguese and in English anyways. They're just the opposite of what you would do if you brought a Brazilian here to America anyways. And see the word push and you see the word pull anyways. But you know one thing about it, they're doing God's word. People are being saved. People are being called to preach. People are being trained. But you know, recently, I received this word here that someone had calculated to translate the book of Philippians and print it would cost $2,600. That's only one book in the Bible in the African tongue. That's what someone said not too long ago, a couple months ago. To translate it from whatever the tongue they're using into that African language there, it would cost just the book of Philippians $2,600. The cost of giving out the word of God. And what is the cost of winning someone to Christ? There's no cost on it. There's no price on it. But when you give out the gospel and you see people saved, and when you see those Brazilian people winning their own people to Christ and then training them, that's worth it all. Sitting in darkness, and some have seen a great light. Over these years, some people have emailed us that were kids back in those days. So now they're adults. And some of the ones that are teenagers are now, I might say, adults a little less than we are. But you know, willing to go and say, thank you for leaving your country to come and give us the gospel of redeeming grace. They never forget our names. And they say we never change. The only thing that's ever changed on me is my black hair. At one time I had black hair. Now I have white hair anyway. But my wife, she has not changed a bit. Anyways, and when they look at it, you haven't changed a bit anyways. Well, one part of it is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We went where God has called us to do and to go and to learn a new culture, to learn a new people, and to see them also. To do what? Tears will come down their eyes as well. And so thank you for coming. But when are you coming back to us anyways again? And that's all a part of it. And I often tell the story of one of these days, out of every kindred and out of every nation, out of every tongue, because the missionaries have went to the regions beyond. And it all started, we might say, with the Lord Jesus Christ sending those 12 out, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Thank the Lord, as Brother Weaver said, that the gospel did come to America. It could have went to China. It could have went to another country. But it came to us. And now we have given out the gospel of redeeming grace to Brazil and to the other countries as well. And now it's Brazil's chance. And it's going to be to the other countries as well to go out and spread the gospel and send missionaries around the world as well. Well, Isaiah said, go and tell this people. And he did. Well, let me lead another verse of scripture. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. In Matthew chapter 5 and verses number 14, Matthew says these words. And by the way, to learn another language anyways, can you do it? Yeah, you can do it. It's a whole lot easier when you're younger in age. And my wife and I, we were 23 and 21 years of age when we went to Brazil. You can learn another language when you're older. It just takes a little longer. Do you make mistakes along the way? Yes, you do. But you just ask for forgiveness and whatever you said anyways and continue on with it anyways. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 14 says these words. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Well, we find out one thing about it. Just remember this, that your light and your life make a difference where you go. Wherever you go, your life and your light will make the difference. They often wonder why we went to Brazil to give them the gospel of redeeming grace. And that's what we did. And that's what they know us by. I mean, we could have been now they're going to other things and doing other things, but that's what we went there to do, because God has called us. Remember this, that God is love, and Jesus is the light of the world. And in the book of Psalms 119, verse number 105, let the word of God, that light, that may light your path, take the word of God and give it out, show the people about what the word of God says. And let them see it with their own eyes, hear with their own ears, and then go let it and read it day after day, the Word of God. Each of us may be different, but our light is still the same. You may think that you're nothing, but remember, all of us are working together, will make a difference in this world. Not just one, but a two and a three and a four. Years ago, there was a missionary, Dick Swanson, and his wife went up to Alaska to win a young Indian tribe to the Lord. And if you ever know, I've never been to Alaska. All I know is what he has said anyways, that Alaska is cold. They said 1 month is all light. Then another month could be all darkness. And they said when it turns to be 30 days, 24 hours a day, 30 days from just darkness, sin will prevail. Anyways, he went and he won some of those Indians to the Lord, but he wanted to win this other Indian tribe to the Lord. And not a one. And finally he came and whatever happened, and he moved out of Alaska and came back to the lower 48 states of the United States of America. And anyways, he gave the gospel to a little boy. And that little boy got bigger and he got bigger and he got bigger. From an adolescent to a young person to an adult. And Lord called him to go back and win the entire tribe. He won the entire tribe to the Lord except for one. But anyways, he said, where is Dick Swanson? And someone said, well, contact such and such. And in the end, someone did find where Dick Swanson was. And he had lost hope that he said, there's no hope for that Indian tribe. But that young man went back there over the next few years and won every one of those people to the Lord except for the one. And he just wanted to say thank you for Brother Dick Swanson. You thought that your labor was in vain, but it wasn't. One by one, they trusted the Lord. And you know one thing about it, that one person does make a difference. But But then when one reaches one, and then another one, and another one, and another one, it makes a bigger difference as well. How about your light tonight? Is your light like that candle that we held Sunday night when all of us got together and one big light could shine a whole bunch? But what about your individual light tonight? Is it glowing? And is it going for the Lord? Or is your light a little bit dim? And you're a little bit, you might say, disgusted or disanimated in any ways. Well, let's get back to, you might say, as one preacher said, you know, there's three church services you can't miss during the week. Sunday morning for Sunday school. Sunday night for the church service as well. And then Wednesday night. Each one of these services, Sunday school, you learn to be trained. And then the preaching of God's Word, let God's Word also bring that conviction to your own heart and life. And then Wednesday night, just like tonight, that we can pray one for another. And someone will be praying for you, and you'll see God answering prayer. Three different types of services for three different types of, you might say, of the days of the week. But each one of those services has a point of what we need to do. And we need to be in God's house as much as we can. What about your light tonight? Is it shining brightly, or is it a little bit dim? What can we do? Just remember, we want to do something. What can we do with our lives? Let God use you. And let Him use you until He comes back again. But we have something for you to do for us. We want you to hold the ropes for us. You're in our prayers. You know, right around the church, Brother Tyler says this, we have the mission field right around Worth Baptist Church. And the various line languages right around Campus Drive and here in this area. And various nations are represented. But we want you to also to pray for us as well as we go back. To see more people saved. And to see more people baptized. More people also called to preach. And also more people discipled as well that are Christians as well. We want you to hold the ropes for us. And thank you for praying for us also, not only tonight, but also throughout this year of 2017. Give your life to Christ. And if you're not saved tonight, let Him save you. And by the way, it was in Ohio. It was on the last day of October of 1965. Then my friend David asked me, he said, Bill, I want you to come to church and Sunday school with me. I want you to see my church anyways, back in those days. I don't have a ride. And I made all the excuses you could have anyways. But he said, my family is big. I got 11 brothers and sisters, and one of them live right beside your house. And so he'll take you to church since your mom and dad don't. Well, make a long story short, I was saved because someone invited me to go. I was saved. I was baptized. And then the Lord had called me to preach. I got busy in the church, and God called me to preach. I came to Texas in 68 and became a part of this church here on Old Wilbarger Street, and then been there ever since. And my wife's been here ever since in 1970. And you know, that's what it's all about, giving your life to the Lord. And I'll close with these two things. My dad asked me, he said, Bill, there's two things I want you to watch out for when you go to Brazil. Just remember, he wasn't a Christian anyways. Watch out for the Indians. And watch out for the piranha fish. I can't swim anyways. And the piranha fish, by the way, they're in all the rivers of Brazil anyways. And so, they have never caught me, but I've caught them anyways. And they're good eating fish as well. And never did see an Indian with the flesh anyways. And the bow and arrow, I've seen them in the tourist agency as well. But you know one thing about my dad? He said this. He told the farmers in the area, that's my son. He's going to the area of Brazil to be a preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take the light of the gospel. You'll never know who you're going to meet up with. You never know who you're going to meet. And I'll close with this. We were handing out tracts one time, and it was at a soccer game. And that was one of the things of the Bible college they had there in Manaus, Brazil. Handing out tracts in front of the soccer game. I didn't buy a ticket, so I couldn't go in. And giving out the tickets, accept the track. And this one guy, he had a suit and tie on. He took it, and he put it in his suit jacket. Do you know who you just gave that track to? I said, I have no idea. Another guy behind him must have been the security guard because he took it and threw it on the ground. That was the governor of the state of Amazonas you gave that track to. You'll never know how the Lord is going to use you. And he never did come back as far as coming to the church there in Manaus, Brazil. But it's a part of giving out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your life so shine before men that they can see your good works. You were saved, and now let's give our hearts and lives to the Lord. You take me and use me as I am. Pastor Si.